Bauchi.
The best place to be is Deeper Life Bible Church, Bauchi Town. We're here for something great. It will happen to me. What are you? Raise up that hand. I just saw outside in the youth hall, anywhere you are, something dynamic, explosive is about to take place. Father, we thank you today. We bless your name. We thank you for your people here. And we thank you for the glory of God we see in the church. Thank you, Lord, because today is a special day, a unique day, a year of outpouring, a year of deliverance, a year of redemption. Lord, I pray you touch every life today in Jesus' name. Roll our mountains away. Destroy the works of the devil. Set your people free. Let there be joy in every heart today. Well, thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. I want another Bauchi amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You can sit down. What a wonderful thing the Lord has for you, for me, for all of us today. As we look at Colossians chapter 1, and I read from verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father. Today you will give thanks to God. You will do something in your life, something in your family, something within you, something around you. You'll be full of praises to God. Giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. I want you to mark that word, partakers, over there. Partakers of the inheritance. Something provided. Something made available. Something that Christ makes ready for you. And
he
says it's the inheritance of the saints. And he says we are partakers together of the inheritance of the saints in light. Many people do not understand when they read that. Look at all the people you have ever thought as saints. It was starting from Enoch in Genesis, and we come to Joseph in Genesis, and we come to Moses in Exodus, and we come to Joshua in the book of Joshua, and we come to David in 1 Samuel, and we come to Samuel in 1 Samuel, and we come to Jehoshaphat in 1 Kings, and we come to Isaiah, and we come to Jeremiah, and we come to Daniel, and we come to Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, and we come to Paul, and we come to Peter, and we come to Stephen. All the saints who have gone to heaven, it says everything they got, you can get. Have you ever thought about that? That all those saints of God, the saints who are now in the light,
he
says, let's give thanks to God that he counts you worthy. And he says, you too, you can have. And I will have. I said, I will have the inheritance of the saints in light. And then look at what he tells us in verse 13. He says, who has delivered us? It's not saying who will deliver us, who has delivered us already. Your deliverance is guaranteed.
who has delivered us from the power of darkness. What is the power? Any negative power, any demonic power, any satanic power, any occultic power, any power coming from Babylon, any power coming from Egypt, any power coming from your village, any power coming from anywhere, put everything together inside one bag. That's the power of darkness. And he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Those things that terrified you before, those things that made you run helter-skelter, they will crumble under your feet. And he has translated us. You understand translation? He has translated us. I need to explain that word to you. There was a man called Enoch. Enoch was living over here. We saw him and went to the market. We saw him and went to the farm. We saw him at the riverside. All of a sudden, looking for Enoch, I shout, Enoch, where are you? The man was translated from earth to heaven. Any stone you throw cannot get to the man again. Any arrow you shoot cannot get to the man again. Because the man has been, tell me, translated. And now think about this, that he has translated you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And any arrow they shoot, I'm talking to somebody there. I said, any arrow they shoot, they're shooting from the kingdom of darkness. And he said, they'll get him. They'll be surprised. That man is translated. That woman is translated. He has translated you from the kingdom of darkness unto the kingdom of his dear son. Look at verse 14. In whom we have. Hold on. In whom we have. When you think of what you have, that you don't need anybody to tell you. You know, I have this for sure. You have any hand here? Where is that? You have hands. I cannot tell you that. Do you have hands? Do you have feet? Do you have ears? Do you have head? As your head belongs to you, because you have the head, redemption belongs to you. It is not something we're searching for. It is not something we're going here. I say, what are you looking for? I'm looking for redemption. I say, but I have redemption as much as I have my hand. I have redemption as much as I have my feet. What cannot be taken away from you? My hands cannot be taken away from me. My feet cannot be taken away from me. And my redemption. My redemption. Somebody help me. My redemption. My redemption. What kind of redemption? Number one is a free redemption. Number two is a fresh redemption. It is not a redemption that dries up. As fresh as my hand is, so fresh is my redemption. As fresh as what belongs to me is, so fresh is my redemption.
I'm thinking about it now. When I was born, you know, that's many years ago now, I just discovered I had hands free of charge. My daddy didn't pay anything. My mommy didn't pay anything. I came out like this. I came out with these hands. Free. Somebody gave it to me. His name is Almighty. His name is God. And he gave it to me free. He said, I can do everything I need to do with those free hands. I just discovered, because of Calvary, I have redemption. Somebody help me. I have redemption. And I discovered that your mommy didn't pay anything for that. Somebody paid the price on the cross of Calvary. And I have, number one, free redemption. Number two, I have fresh redemption. Number three, I look at my hand. And I think of what I can write. You know, I can write all the alphabets from A to Z. I look at these, my hands, and I can write anything in the English language because they are made up of those alphabets. And I see that even if it's a whole book, I can copy everything. It only takes time. I'm saying the redemption is as full as what my hands can do. Fresh redemption. Free redemption. Full redemption. I said it's full redemption. You will never need anything that is not in Christ. You don't need to go to the riverside, or go to a mountain somewhere, or go to Jordan somewhere, or go to Jerusalem somewhere, or go anywhere. You have full redemption in Christ. Number one is free. Number two is fresh. Number three, it is, tell me, full. And one of these days, the trumpet will sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise up, and we which are alive, I'm going to take part in the rapture. I said, I am going to take part in the rapture. Some people just hear that like story. But me, I'm going to be a partaker of that rapture. And then all of a sudden, as those dead people, they lose the power of death. And they begin to go up like this in a twinkling of an eye. Because I have redemption. Free,
Delta,
fresh,
Sabua,
full,
Chikake,
all of a sudden,
I put it out
in my father's assignment in mansion.
As I made it,
if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take. Who is he going to take? And take me unto himself. Final redemption. Final redemption. I want to examine the word of God with you. Before we pray, as we pray today, there's nothing new I'm going to tell you. If you are thirsty, the same water in your tap, I'm going to just help you take a clean cup and go to the tap in your house and take your water and say, you add it all along, I come to present it to you. Everything we're talking about is what Christ has provided for you already. And just his errand boy to go and take that thing and say, look at your healing.
Look at your miracle. Look at your deliverance. Look at your forgiveness. Look at your salvation. Somebody there is getting blessed today. The blessedness of full redemption. The blessedness of full redemption. Look at that in Colossians chapter 1 again. And I'm reading from verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, made us suitable, made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
Kuna bada godiya ga uban wanda ya isar da mu mu zama su tare gadon san tsarkakacin gaske.
Who has delivered us from the power of darkness?
Wanda ya tsame mu daga ikon cikin
duhu. And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
Ya maishe mu zuwa cikin mulkin da na kamnasa.
We have redemption through his blood.
Wanda muke da bansar mu a cikin sa.
Even the forgiveness of sin.
Wato gafarin zunuban mu.
That's the way the Old Testament prophet puts it.
In Isaiah
chapter 49, and looking at it from verse 24, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 24,
it
says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Of the lawful captive delivered? Our enemies think it's mighty. Certain things is mighty. All those oppressive powers think they're mighty. And they keep you like a captive. And they keep you like a prey. And this is the day when the prey shall be taken from the mighty. It is the day when the captive shall be delivered. Verse 25, but thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. Amen.
Amen.
That the captives in the hand of the mighty, and then I say in the name of Jesus, there's anointing here that breaks the yoke. Release that captive. He has no choice. You're released in Jesus' name.
Yana chewa ya yinda yigibadu wanang.
And then he tells us, the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with thee. And I will save thy children. Today is the day of your redemption. The blessedness of full redemption. Three things we're going to look at before we pray. Number one, our redemption by the Savior. Our redemption by the Savior. Point number two is righteousness for saved souls.
It's
righteousness for saved souls. Number three, our release from suffering. Our release from suffering. Number one. Tell me number one there. Our redemption by the Savior. Have you read in Colossians chapter 1? And it says in verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. The redemption we're talking about comes first of all with forgiveness. Now when you think about forgiveness, there are some people that pray for forgiveness for years. Understand that already Christ has provided that forgiveness.
They
come over here, oh Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. They go to the mountaintop, Lord, forgive me, forgive me. They go to the valley, God, I'm still pleading, forgive me. But you understand, there was a man on the cross. The man was about to die. He was a criminal. He had done what you could not have done. He was so bad. He was so sinful. They nailed him to the cross. And he was so fortunate that Jesus Christ was also dying on the cross. And the man realized the Roman government will not forgive me. Authorities will not forgive me. My communities will not forgive me. All these people that are looking at you, you got it, you married that, you should have died. Now you are suffering. They will not forgive me. And then he looked at Jesus and he said, Lord, remember me when you get to your kingdom. The man did not even cry. And the man did not even pay any money. And the man did not do anything. Only one sentence prayer. And the Lord said, today you will be with me in paradise. That man got redemption. How about you? I said, how about you? I said, how about you? I'm looking at one man. I see him on the road. And he's running. Running fast. He wants to go and do something. All of a sudden, he stopped. He fell to the ground. He had a voice from heaven. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, he said, I am Jesus whom you persecute. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. No, that's what I was doing. This man, he will arrest believers, cast them into the prison. Men and women, he tortured people right there. He said, now I surrender. What will you have me do? Go to Damascus. It will be shown to you what you will do. The man was forgiven. What have you done? Where have you gone? What sin have you committed? Look at the man on the tree. He bowed to die. He got forgiveness. Look at the man that was persecuting the church, wanting to kill and destroy the church. He had redemption. Thank God I have redemption. I said, thank God I have redemption. The forgiveness of our sin, because his blood has been shed. No matter how great your sins have been, no matter how dark and black your evil has been, no matter if the community will not forgive you, if the Roman government will not forgive you, no matter if they even want to crucify you on the tree, Jesus is your redeemer. And he says, I give you that forgiveness free of charge. He has redeemed us. Am I talking to somebody there today? Where are you? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. It will come in Jesus' name. I'm looking at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm reading here from verse 7. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. According to the riches of his grace. How do you understand the riches of his grace? According to the height of his grace. According to the length of his grace. According to the depth of his grace. According to the magnitude of his grace. That grace reaches everyone. It's so long wherever you are living. That grace is as long as far as that place where you are.
according to the riches of his grace. No matter how deep you are falling, the riches are so great and the wealth of his grace so much, it will reach you down below where you are. And
he
says, this is the redemption he has given us. That you don't have to say, will he forgive me? He prayed for you already. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. Redemption by his blood. That's what you have today. I said that's what you have today. Colossians chapter 2. In Colossians chapter 2, look at verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting that was against us. You see, when you committed a sin in the past, that thing went into record because you sinned against God. And that's why you are bound with the cord of your iniquity and your sin. You know when we offend people,
you
offend Mr. So and so, offended Mrs. So and so, and you felt terrible about that, and then you go to them, sir, I am so sorry what I said and what I did. And then the man saw some kind of remorse
and
says, okay, I forgive you. And although he forgives you, there is something in the human mind that whatever is written there is difficult to blot it out. You remember when you went to primary school? And our teacher said, 2 + 3 is equal to, tell me.
Five.
You are not in school anymore, but you have not forgotten. Because whatever goes into the mind is written there. We don't forget. And so that man said, okay, I forgive you. Then you are happy. He has forgiven me. And then you come the second day. Say, sir, I need to borrow your car to go to that place. Whose car? Yes, sir. I thought you said you forgive me. I forgave. I did not forget. When God forgives you, when you have redemption, look at that verse 14 again. Chapter 2, verse 14. Tell me the first word there. Blotting out the handwriting that was against us. That's why after your redemption, you go on your knees and you are praying, oh God, I come. I'm a wretched sinner. I'm a bad person. My sins are more than the hair of my head. If you will mark iniquity, I will not stand. Upset. Who is that person there? The angels look at him. They said they don't know him. Who is this person? I'm a wretched rat. I'm a wretched sinner. And then you stand up and they see your face. Are you the one talking like that? What did you say you did? 1997, when I was in secondary 2, I did this. They checked the record in heaven, they cannot find. He has blotted out. He has cleaned out. He has erased. He has taken away everything you ever did wrong because you are redeemed. So don't go back to God again and say, God, you have blotted it out, write it down. I want to be feeling guilty every time.
wato ba za ka sake wurin zuwa wurin Allah ka ce ah ko da ka goge shi ka sake rubuta ina so ina jin bakin cikin wannan abu.
He has forgiven me.
Ya riga ya yafe mun.
I said he has forgiven me.
Yace da ya yafe mun.
I said he has forgiven me.
Ya yafe mun.
Blotting out the handwriting that was against us.
Yana shafe ra wanda take tsaye gaba da mu.
Which was contrary to us.
Wanda yake gaba da mu.
And took it out of the way.
Kuma ya dauke shi daga hanya.
Nailing it to his cross.
Ya kai shi zuwa gicciye.
And he has spoiled principalities and powers. And he has made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. You are forgiven. You are cleansed. You are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not by your feeling.
But I
feel good. I feel happy. I feel saved. Not by your feeling.
But
by his blood.
But
and I feel excited.
Not
by your excitement. By his blood.
He
forgave us. He redeemed us. By his blood. What do I do now? B, C.
I A ba cha.
Did you hear what I said? Tell me. A, accept. B, believe.
Ba uma
C, confirm.
Na uku kuma ka tabbata.
He accept us.
Wato ya ce mu.
Accept that.
Ka karbi wannan.
He died for you.
Ya mutu domin ka.
Accept that.
Ka karbi wannan.
He said he will not remember your sins anymore.
Ya ce ba zai ya tuna da zunubanka kuma ba.
Accept that.
Kai yadda da wannan.
He has given us free redemption.
Ya ba mu fansa kyauta.
You don't need to pay anything for that. Accept that.
Dalilin da zaka biya wani abu ka karba.
Believe. If you can only believe, you will see the glory of God. Forgiveness is mine. I believe. Redemption is mine. I believe. The inheritance of the saints mine. I believe. Number one, accept. Number two, believe. Number three, confirm. It's you that will say it with your mouth. I
can't
say it for you. It's you that will tell your neighbor by yourself. It's you that will remind God by yourself. It's you that will tell Satan by yourself. And confirm that Christ died for you on the cross of Calvary. You are redeemed. You are forgiven.
A,
B, C. Tell me. Accept. Believe. Confirm.
Now,
A, B, C. Abandon.
Yes.
Beware. Come out. The sin that bound you before. Now you are delivered. Now you are set free. All those sin that bound you like a chain. Satan will like to have you again. But he will not have you. Simon, Simon. Satan has desired to have you and to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. If Satan will not have you again, say Satan will not have me again. Sin will not have me again.
A,
B, C. Abandon. You abandon every sin of the past. I am no more there. I will no more go there. I'll no more say that sin. I'll no more do that sin. I will not even think about that sin anymore. Abandon. Beware. Because he's standing near the corner. He has gone for that special day of refreshing. And he is coming back. And I will befriend him again. And I will catch him again. He will not catch you. I said he will not catch you.
beware and then come out. Now, A, B, C. What does that mean? Now that he has given us redemption, now he has given us forgiveness, now we are rejoicing because we have the inheritance of the saints in life. Abide. If he abides in my word and I abide in you, he shall ask what he will and it shall be done unto you. Behave.
Hey,
look up here for a moment. When you are totally illiterate, you had never gone to school, there was a way you behave, and we can tell what you expect of him. Look at where it's coming from. And now you went to school and you speak Queen's English and you read science and you read all this about hygiene and then you read about cleanliness, and now the way you behave, the way you walk, the way you talk. And somebody who knew you 10 years ago and he saw you today, then he is even forced to respect you, because while you went to school, he went to farm. Now, as you act in a dignified manner, as you behave in a dignified manner, as you talk deliberately and sensibly, as to behave like a gentleman, like a good lady, the fellow knows that you are not in his class, he's not in your class. You are redeemed. I said I am redeemed. Because of that, abide in Christ. Because of that, behave like your Redeemer Christ. Because of that, see, conform unto Christ. Abide, behave, conform. Anywhere you go, that redemption will cover you. Anywhere you go, that redemption will protect you. I come to point number two now. It's righteousness for saved souls. It's righteousness for saved souls. Many people think when we go before the Lord that we go in our own self-righteousness. No, not at all. Lost in his righteousness alone. Lost in his righteousness alone. Faultless to stand before the throne. Closed in his righteousness. And we are faultless to stand before his throne. Because he gave us his righteousness. He said, you need to have any righteousness. Give me your rags and I'll give you my robe. Give me your dirt and I'll give you my cleanliness. Give me your sinfulness, I'll give you my saintliness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm reading from verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. For he has made him to be sin for us, that's a sin offering, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
She wonder by a son quoi zunibi ba ya maishi zama zunibi sabili da mu do mumu muzama adachin Allah chicken.
That's what the redemption does.
She ne abanda pansaya kan
he took our sin.
Ya no kezo no bamu
that we may have his righteousness. There are people who are sin conscious every time.
Akwai wa enda suna na da zunubi a cikin
zuciyarsu. And they seek it is humility.
Ko ba zaka ganin kaman wai ai wannan
kasance. And they always say,
I know I'm a sinner, a saved sinner. I know I'm a sinner, a
judged
sinner. I know I am a sinner, a grateful sinner. Every time, whatever adjective they use, they must add the word sinner. And the Lord is saying, you are not honoring me by saying that. You are not looking at my redemption as you say that. You're not looking at the righteousness I gave you as you say that. Why don't you understand? He has given us the robe of righteousness that we may stand faultless before his throne. He got my sin, I God is righteousness. In Romans chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 23. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Don't stop there. Don't stay there either. Don't think too much of that either. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
And
Jesus comes in and he makes a difference. Be justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
We're
justified freely. Justified, no more guilt. Justified, no more condemnation. Justified, no more judgment. Then he says in verse 25, God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission, the cleansing, the removal of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness. Look at that. To declare, I say, at this time. At what time? At the time of appearing before God,
what
do we declare? His righteousness that clothes us. To declare at this time. What time is that? At the time of prayer. You come before the Lord in prayer. And you
don't
say, oh God, I come to pray. I'm a wretched rat. I'm a terrible man. I'm a wicked person. That's not what you declare. At this time. At this time that you are redeemed. At this time that you are born again. At this time you are a child of God. To declare his righteousness. And then it goes on to say, when you declare that righteousness, that he might be judged and the justifier of them, of him which believes in Jesus. Do you know the secret? Let me show you Colossians. We're looking at Colossians chapter 1. I want you to see how Christ appears. Colossians chapter 1, verse 2. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ. In Christ. Look at verse 4. Since we heard of your faith in Christ, that should permit your thoughts, such a rich mind in
Christ.
I'm looking at verse 27. In verse 27, it says, to whom God would make known, it's talking about us now, is the riches, what is the riches of his glory, of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see what Colossians is telling us? Christ in us. We in Christ. Look at chapter 2, verse
6.
Chapter 2, verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Don't detach yourself from Christ, your Redeemer. By Christ, through Christ. Look at verse 11. In whom also we are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Look at verse 20.
He
says, wherefore, if you be dead with Christ. You see how everything surrounds the believer is in Christ. Christ is in him. He's also rejoicing in the Lord and is dead with Christ. Look at chapter 3, verse 1. If you be risen with Christ, the consciousness of Christ, not the consciousness of sin. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God.
Look at verse 4.
Look at verse 3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. This is a confession of the people who are redeemed by the Lord. And then look at chapter 16, verse 16. The word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
The
word of Christ is not dwelling inside you. I have forgiven you. Let that word dwell inside you. I have blotted out your transgression. Let that word dwell inside you. I have broken your yoke. Let that word dwell inside you. I have taken all your infirmities away. Let that word dwell inside you. I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Let that word dwell inside you. It's your strength, it's your power. Let that word dwell inside you. Look at chapter 4, verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers that ye may be made perfect and complete in all the will of God. Complete in all the will of God. Today you are complete. Somebody there said, today you are complete. Number one, our redemption by the Savior. Number two, his righteousness for saved souls. Number three, our release from suffering. I am free. I am released. Look at Colossians chapter 1. I'm reading here from verse 13. Who has delivered us? Who has delivered us? Look up here for a moment. Think about a man who was in the prison. And they guarded him all around. They locked the iron gate. When he was forced in that prison, he tried to escape. He saw there was no way. Because of the iron gate, because of the padlock, and because of the soldiers armed all around, so he gave up.
somebody was fighting for him in the court. And eventually they employed an advocate, a lawyer. And
they
looked at his over again. And whatever penalty that man was to pay, somebody paid that penalty. And then they gave them a paper. And then when those people guarding that prison room, when they saw the paper, all those guards, they left. They opened the padlock. They opened the gate. The iron door. And they told the man, "You're free." He said, "Oh, I wish I were free." "You're free." "I don't feel it. I don't see it. Look at the open cage. Look, all those soldiers are gone."
And
so, "God, help me. Get me out of this place. My friend, walk out. You are free." You know the people I'm talking about? They were in the prison in Philippi. And Paul and Silas sang. And the prison foundations were shaking. And all the doors were open. Those people were free. Not one of them got out. They were waiting for somebody to come and pull their hands and bring them out. Even the Philippian jailer, he wanted to kill himself. He thought they were all
gone.
The chains on your leg are loosened today. The bondage in your life is taken away. You will not stay in defeat anymore. You will not stay under oppression anymore. I am free. Somebody that is as free as I am. I said, somebody that's as free as I am. We're released. We're totally free. That's why I said he has delivered us. Number one, he has delivered us from sin. Number two, he has delivered us from Satan. Number three, he has delivered us from evil spirits. Number four, he has delivered us from sickness. He has delivered us from shame and sorrow. He has delivered us from eternal suffering in hell. Somebody says, "Are you sure you will not go to hell?" Tell me, are you sure you will not go to hell? I can't hear my people. Are you sure you will not go to hell? Because Jesus Christ has delivered you from eternal suffering. I'm saved. I'm delivered. And then he says, "Who has translated us from the power of darkness unto the kingdom of his dear son." Translated us.
Yes,
I think the problem is that we're looking at our names because we have not changed our names.
What the killer damon gene when I do a suna yamodoke
but
much
you know, Enoch's name was not changed. The same name of Enoch in Genesis is the same name of Enoch in Hebrews chapter 11. There is something attached to that name. He has been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Look up at me here. You are five in the in your family. And you came to Christ. And when you came to Christ, he delivered you. Am I talking to somebody there? I said, delivered who? He delivered you. And he translated who? you out of the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. All the other four in your family, they're still where they were. But you're still bearing the same surname. As they call them Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so, they also call you Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so. The only difference between you and them, they have not been translated. You have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into, tell me. I said, tell me. The kingdom of his dear son. And then I hear you say, our people in our family, they always have this particular disease and meet you. Don't continue. Don't say that. You are not like them anymore. When they reach the age of 40, this one happens to them. Meet you, I am 38, I'm getting to 40. This may, don't complete that sentence, you are not like them. Our people, they can go to university. The day they get certificate like this, that's when an accident happens. Pastor, pray for me. I am going for my certificate. The day I get that certificate, don't finish that sentence. You are not like them. I said you are not like them. Pastor, do you know my family? When they get pregnant, the day they want to deliver like this, it happened to so and so, happened to so and so. I can tell you, my pastor, all the people I know in my family. And now I've got married, and I'm carrying pregnancy. Pastor, I am afraid. Because, don't finish that sentence. You are not like them. Because it says you are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Thank God you are free. Somebody there says, thank God you are free. You are not like them anymore. You are redeemed. And then the powers of darkness will never get you anymore. Somebody says, Pastor, you know my problem.
When is your Pastor Kasan Damona?
My father is an idol worshiper.
Ay, Baba na matapi ni na
parek. Idol. And he told me, as his first son, I was carrying that idol. And he told me, if I say no, I will never make progress in life. Papa does not know about redemption. The powers of darkness will never catch you. Anybody can throw arrow at the sky. That arrow cannot get to Enoch. Anybody can throw any stone. That stone cannot get to Enoch. Anybody can make incantation. There's freedom of speech. Anybody can talk anything he wants to talk.
They
can put anything in their mouths. I curse you. But you are not there. You are there. Let me show you. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. I'm reading to you from verse
6.
You are not there, they will not catch you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse
6.
I'm waiting for you to open your Bible. Are you there? He has raised us up together and made us sit together. Where? Tell me out loud. In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. That's where you are today. Full redemption has come. I said full redemption has come. Where is the full redemption coming? Help me your way over there. Full redemption. Fresh redemption. Free redemption. And one of these days, if the trumpet sounds before I come back, because I'm coming back again to about Tuesday. Praise the Lord. If the trumpet sounds before I come back, you and I, myself and yourself, will be there together. My name is written there. My heart is there. My Savior is there. My redemption is there. My inheritance is there. I am going up. Somebody is going down, but I am going up. I said I am going up. It's bad and eyes closed. I must give everybody a chance to join this team going up. There's forgiveness today, so that the devil will not harass your life anymore. Once you just say, "Yes, Lord, I'm the candidate for your redemption. I want that redemption right now." Anywhere you are inside, anywhere you are outside, anywhere you are in another hall, anywhere you are on the side of the road, anywhere you are, just raise up your hand there. Redemption is coming your way. He will set you free today. It will forgive your sin. Outside, I want to see your hand up. Inside, I want to see your hand up. Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful. If you're raising up your hand, you will stand up. Say, Lord, I am here. Lord, I am here. Lord, I am here. You're standing up. You're telling the Lord, I want that redemption. I want that forgiveness. Outside, anywhere you are, just rise up and say, Lord, I want that redemption. Lord, I want that redemption. I want you to forgive my sin. Very easy and very simple. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. And right there at the gallery, God bless you. Just stand up and raise up your hand. Outside, just rise up and raise up your hand. In the youth hall, just rise up and raise up your hand. On the side of the road, just rise up and raise up your hand. Behind this church building, just rise up and raise up your hand. Redemption. And once he forgives you, that forgiveness is great. He will not remember the sin against you anymore. He sets you free. He sets you free. All the writing of bad things against your life, everything is erased. Everything is blotted out. While you are standing, raise up your hand. I want to pray with you. Raise up that hand. I want to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank my brothers and sisters who are standing. I thank you because their redemption is already available. Their forgiveness already made ready. Give them that forgiveness and salvation in Jesus' name. God, Lord, give them free redemption. Fresh redemption. Full redemption. And prepare them for the final redemption. Let your spirit be a witness in their hearts. Their sins are forgiven. The joy of salvation is now in them. Lord, I pray the grace to remain and abide in Christ, you grant to every one of them. To behave as Christ wants them to behave, grant them that grace in Jesus' name. And to be conformed unto Christ, grant them that grace in Jesus' name. This day is the day of their redemption. Day of their salvation. Day of their forgiveness. Write their names in the book of life. Thank you, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name I pray. Bow to amen again.
Amen.
total release for everyone. We're going to pray. I release the power of God upon your life. Those blind eyes will open. Deaf and the dumb will hear and speak. If you're in a wheelchair, when the power comes, you will rise up. Any kind of challenge or problem you have, everything is going to melt away.
And
the mountains of problems in your life, they be rolled away in Jesus' name. Lay your hand where you have the problem. Raise up your other hand. And then when you hear the final amen, the miracle has happened.
Then
you will come out. You'll give your testimony. Somebody there today has a testimony. Somebody there today has a testimony. Outside, raise up your hand for your miracle. And then lay the other hand where you have the problem. Miracle is coming. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you today because of our redemption, because of our healing, because of our deliverance, because you've come to set your people free. I send forth your power upon everyone right now. Grant them their healing, their deliverance in Jesus' name. I pray that spirit of insanity, spirit of madness, spirit of epilepsy, come out in Jesus' name. All those powers of darkness torment anyone there, I command that power of darkness to be broken, to be destroyed. Be healed and delivered in Jesus' name. Any swelling there in your body, fibroid, tumor, whatever, elephantiasis, I command that swelling, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who have incurable disease. They've been carrying that problem for many, many years. I command the incurable disease be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer be healed in Jesus' name. That kidney problem be healed in Jesus' name. Asthma be healed in Jesus' name. And now come out in Jesus' name. I pray for that issue of blood dry up right now in Jesus' name. Any other problem in the body, Lord, I pray you touch them right now. Heal them by your power. Deliver them by your power. Set them free by your power. Those who are deaf and dumb, I pray the Lord will touch you right now. Those deaf ears, I command you to be open. That tongue that is bound, I command it to be loosed. Speak out and hear well in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are blind because of glaucoma, because of cataract. I command that glaucoma, cataract, come out in Jesus' name. Blindness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Blind eyes be opened right now. Blind eyes begin to see right now. I pray for those who have one leg shorter than the other. Lord, I pray that short leg go out in Jesus' name. That pain of arthritis, come out in Jesus' name. Stroke affecting the hand, stroke affecting the feet, I command that stroke be healed in Jesus' name.
Paralysis and lameness be healed in Jesus' name. Everywhere now receive your miracle. Everywhere receive your healing. Everywhere receive your deliverance. Lord, let us hear the shout of victory, the shout of healing, the shout of miracle. Inside, outside, in all those halls, everywhere you are, receive right now. Be healed right now. Be delivered right now. Lord, confirm it in every life. I thank you because I know you have done it. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise the Lord, you've got it. 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 Check up yourself. The miracle is there.
Check it up. It has happened. Check it up anywhere you are outside. Open your blind eyes and begin to see. Counselors, when you see the miracle take place, begin to bring them out right now. Again, that you rise, tell them to rise up, carry their wheelchair, and let them start coming out right now. It's happening over there. It's happening at the back. It's happening outside there. Bring them out. From outside, anywhere you see miracle, bring them out. You can never go back with your problem. I'm waiting for the first testifier now, please. Anyone you have confirmed, please let us know. Keep on coming. Today is Bauchi Day. Bauchi State is blessed. Check up your body. Today's miracle explosion. God visited his people. Electronics, microphone for testifiers.
Manira. Allura.
Amen.
Zazabi.
Please put the microphone in her mouth.
Shekara, now I
answer very well.
Gaskiya tun ina shekara takwas.
Tun kina shekara takwas. Yanzu take ya tafiya.
Eh, dama ina dan tafiya kadan.
To, yanzu ki ya tafiya, tafi mu gani, ki tafiya mu gani.
Amen.
Yes. She has not been able to walk like this. But today, after the prayer of the man of God, you can see her walking.
Eight years. She cannot walk. And she was carrying crutches for 8 years. She had dropped her crutches. Today, put your hand together for the Lord. Open your eyes and see another one coming there. See another one. Put your hands together for the Lord. It's happening again. They are here.
So now,
Interview them quickly. Our leader, please start interviewing them. And make sure you write down the details, and those who you have cleared, they start giving testimony. It's happening there. Put your hand together for the Lord. Walking normally. The Lord, see her. The Lord is doing it again. That woman was mad for 20 years. My overseer said he saw her in the dustbin in a dirty place this morning.
We take her from a street.
This woman has come.
We brought her here. Da ikon da yi a wannan rana.
Brother Ezekiel, interpreter for everybody to hear.
Amen.
Amen. She was insane for 20 years now. She was insane, but after the prayer of the God, she got her healing.
And she was talking by
She's
herself.
She's normal, and you can see her going
this
now.
This woman, praise even this Lord. Morning, that woman was on the road where these mad people stay. But now, this pastor saw him this morning. Now the woman is completely whole. Put your hand together. Don't you know how to rejoice? Don't you know how to rejoice?
Praise the Lord.
Bauchi is blessed. See another one here.
Kenji Kuma.
Jiki dama zafi ne yana min yawa amma yanzu zafin ya yana saukuwa. Shekara 7. Bogoro ne.
That she's from Bogoro, 7 years she has been suffering from diabetes and pains all over her body. But as she come to this program after the prayer, everything disappeared.
The pain disappeared. 7 years of diabetes, as she came to this program, all the urinating she has been doing, she's been here since morning, everything has stopped.
So she said, na pray, na tashe, she na pray, sin ding, na den na nan ding. Yana ciwo ya ce baya ciwo ya danna da kan shi danna mishi wankan now if I even rub it is paining him so now I'm press it now that's nothing there.
How many years is the swelling there?
I think it's 3 months.
3 months
from childhood. Can we from, see?
Okay, praise the Lord. This one from Kafanchan, and there's a swelling in the chest here for three months now.
Of what?
Of a swelling in the chest here, swelling.
Yes.
In the chest for 3 months. So she was even sleeping when the prayer was going on.
Swelling in the chest.
In the chest. Then the mother now touched the place, the swelling disappeared.
The swelling in the chest for 3 months have disappeared.
Suna na tara tuwa da. Ina da shekara biyu da wannan cuta ta kafa. Kafafuwa na daga nan zuwa kasa. Na cika shekara biyu kenan ina fama da shi a cikin sunan Yesu na ji sauki na warke
yanzu dake tafiya
eh
to ke tafiya mu gani ije can mu gani ki dawo
let's know what's happening
Amen. That for 2 years her leg from the waist down is pain that she cannot walk, and after the prayer she cannot walk. She's
two
even
years,
walking now.
Partial paralysis from waist down. She cannot walk.
Suna na jana samban daga das. Zuban jiri shekara 10 kuma ba aihuwa. Yau na fara gaskiya cewa ayo ya kare. Nazo nan kuma ina aman jini yanzu ya tsaya. Shekara 10.
10 years issue of blood.
Issue of blood 10 years and at this one
vanish this morning. As a man of God will pray. 10 years, issue of blood.
Miss.
Sunanaya une. Yeah. Daga ina ni amboci ne ina Nasarawa.
Ana Nasarawa me ya faru to?
Eh. Ni dai shekara na 20 ne.
Okay.
Yawa ina zaune na. Ina kan tayan nan tamu wanda muke turawa da hannu. Eh.
Put your hand together. Let's interpret that one for you. Let's interpret that one for you.
Amen.
That man has been on that wheel with his leg like this, crawling on the ground for 20 years.
Please.
Now, he's walking without that small wheel.
When you get to the junction here,
see many of them at Wunti there. Crawling like that.
So
this is one of them. He came to this program, is now working.